People, welcome back to Driven in Purpose. I am your host, Alice M. Robinson.
I'm your co-host, Tyrus D. Parnell Sr.
So you guys, we're glad to have you back to our podcast on this Saturday night. You guys, it has been a long day, but we're grateful. We didn't want to go through this day without making sure that we podcast.
Amen.
So my brother, he didn't get off work until he went to work. He went to work at what time this morning?
8:09
in the morning.
Yes.
And they didn't let him go. He was supposed to get off at 4. Mm-hmm. Didn't that lot let him off until what time they let you go? When they free you?
I think I made it home about almost 7 o'clock.
So he got up, work, ran home, got Lady T, and then came to podcast. That's what you call true dedication.
In the Lord.
So you guys, it has been a long day, but we wanted to make sure that we purpose our day in God.
Yeah.
Because we are an example of what purpose is supposed to be looking like. So you guys, regardless of how you feel.
Amen.
Or the way the day went.
Right.
It is still our mission to purpose our day in God. So.
Yes.
Those that are watching this podcast. For the very first time, Driven in Purpose is about meeting kingdom-minded people all over the world that are sharing their testimony of how they found their purpose in God and how they are driven in it. Also, those that come on may not know exactly where they're going, but they know that God has a purpose and a plan, and our job is to help navigate them where they're going. So, you guys, let's start our podcast for tonight.
Let's do it.
All right. So our crew, Mr. Maestro, came up with our talk for the night, Moving in Purpose.
That is good, really. That's good.
Because this is kind of what we talked about a little bit.
It is.
On the day, not knowing what the topic was about. Kind of, God, amazing like that. I said, he bad.
He
just
is.
Like that. So we kind of talked about this a little bit when I was leaving, because I had to take care of some stuff on the way home. And I was talking to my co-host, my brother, on the way home.
Yeah.
Not knowing, because I hadn't read the theme. I did not read the theme until 45 minutes before videoing. And I think my brother just looked at the theme a little bit little ago. So, but no. Most of the time, we do try to look, or I try to look and review what he's sending us. But this tells you how key and instrumental it is to listen to the voice of the Lord. Because
this is
almost exactly what we talked about when I was coming home and you were still at work. So. Yeah. Moving in Purpose. Mm-hmm. And the first question he said, Tyrus, you going to ask them or you want me to ask them? How about you do it? You ask them because I don't have my glasses on.
Okay. Well, hey, the first question is, how do we move in purpose?
You want to take the first?
How do we move?
You want to take that first one? Mm-hmm. I can first keyword is obedience.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
You want me to push a little harder?
Please.
Okay,
please.
So when God tells you to do something, he gives you instructions on how to do it.
Okay.
So you can't do it the way you want to do it or how you think it should go.
No.
God says, okay, if God says, I need you to write out a plan.
Okay.
And he maps you the whole plan from the beginning to the end.
Okay.
But then you say, hey, but what about if I do this? He didn't tell you to do that.
No, he did not.
So you're not being
obedient.
So
correct.
One thing key to how do you move in purpose, is obedience is key.
Okay.
Because if you cannot obey the voice of the Lord when he's telling you to do something,
okay,
my question is, how are you moving in purpose?
You're not. Right. Now, really, I would think that, too, obedience plays a huge part, but we also have to, in order to move in purpose, we have to be able to move in faith.
Yeah.
Because if he said it, we have to trust that he is going to do what he said.
You know what the first, and if we want to go from the beginning, first of all, you got to know what purpose is.
Got to.
And then what is your purpose?
Right.
So to move first, so let me go back up. So the first thing of how do we move in purpose, first of all, you got to know what
your identify purpose.
Identify purpose.
Gotcha.
Knowing what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can operate in faith.
Right.
Obeying the instructions.
I like that. See that?
I ain't going to repeat that again because it probably ain't going to come back like that.
That is good, though. Really. Yeah.
So we got to know, first of all, what purpose is.
Yeah.
And then know what your purpose is. Then when the Lord speaks it, then faith to grab a hold of it.
Yes.
And then listen and be obedient as he gives you instructions.
As he gives you the instructions.
While you're doing purpose.
That's good.
Y'all, I love how he downloaded like that.
And really, that's how you move in purpose.
Yeah, because when God gave you this, okay, so those that have watched this podcast, have been watching podcasts, if you go back to the very beginning of our podcasting, we talk about the beginning of our, we was rough, y'all.
Ooh, yeah.
We was rough. God has brought us a mighty long way. Won't he do it?
Glory to God.
Yes, because we was rough. But God.
You said that hard.
I know. And I'm so...
Oh, my goodness.
So, that's how we were. We was hard. We was a mess. We were, but we became a long way.
Yeah.
So he talks about the journey when God gave him the instructions. Okay, it's time to pick up.
Yeah.
And to move.
Yeah.
And now that's a big transition.
Oh,
now you done left the sunny, hot state of Mobile, Alabama.
I did.
To come.
Not just me.
Well, him, his wife, his son, picked up, and y'all, they moved in the dead of winter.
In the dead of winter. We
into
did.
The state.
Ooh, God.
Of Michigan.
We did. Yeah. We did.
I'm clapping that lady T, because y'all. So, knowing what purpose was then, getting the assignment. Okay, this is your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God, I'm going to grab a hold to that faith that this is the word that you've given me.
Right.
And now I'm going to operate in obedience.
Right.
We're going to pack up the house. And we're going to move.
We did.
So.
We did.
That is the example of true purpose.
We did that.
Because. It is, it's a faith walk to leave a city that you've been in.
Stable job.
Stable jobs.
House. Almost paid for.
Ministry.
Yeah.
To say, okay, and God says, I'm shifting you.
Yeah.
And I need you to move.
Yeah.
That's big. Because.
Yeah.
Me, the old me, would have had a whole lot of questions for the Lord. Y'all, you laughing at me? Y'all may be laughing at me, but I'm going to be just as transparent.
I do understand.
I'd be like, Lord, you trying to get me to leave the warm state of Alabama.
Yeah.
where I got a good job. Me and my wife.
Yeah. Nice house.
Beautiful home.
Yeah.
Amazing ministry.
Yeah.
And you want me to go to a cold region.
Wow.
Where I don't know nobody.
Lord have mercy.
And gotta go from owning to renting.
Ooh, Jesus. Girl, look. Yeah.
Gotta get coats, boots, hats, and gloves.
Yeah. And then got that while we were traveling.
And then gotta find a job.
Yeah. Cause I, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
When you have, that's a faith walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you really want to fulfill, if you really want to move in purpose, mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to take.
That's what it's going to take.
Yep.
That's like Peter, when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
And he is like, who that on the water? I'm paraphrasing y'all. Who that? Yeah. And when Jesus came a little closer, Peter recognized who he was. Mm-hmm. And he said, Master. And he bid Peter to come on the water.
Yeah.
It's a faith step.
I'm trying to tell you.
To step out into unknown.
Uncharted territory.
When God tells you to move.
Ooh, God.
But in order to move in purpose,
uh-huh.
You got to step out in faith.
Yeah. And really, there are some things whenever you're moving in purpose, God is not going to show you, because let me just say this. If God shows you everything, you wouldn't go. Because the Lord knows. Had I would have seen some of the stuff before, and it, I would have been second guessing.
If I would have knew. Well, I can say it now. I'm gonna say it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it now. Mm-hmm. I would say if I would have had a clear vision, I would say 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have told the Lord no way back then,
mm-hmm.
that I didn't want to go through nothing
right.
that I went through.
Right.
But it's a maturity,
and it builds you.
Yeah. Level that you yeah. reach.
Yeah.
So I've reached the
yeah.
place in my spiritual life
right.
that I can say, I thank you.
Right. Right.
For those seasons
yeah.
of teaching.
Yes.
Of instilling.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you did is all those things that happened through life.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed me further into my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But the key was I had a willingness to hold on.
So, yeah.
I had a fight spirit.
Right.
I'm a fight.
Right.
If it take my last breath,
right.
I'm a fight it out.
And that's until, what you have
until
to do.
Deliverance comes.
Yeah.
And so it is a faith walk.
Yeah.
When God tells you to. So even when the Lord told me driven in purpose,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about podcasting,
right.
radio. I didn't right. know any of that. And so what I did is I tried them. I tried the Lord.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I told y'all I'm the one going to ask the Lord questions.
Okay.
So I said, wait a minute, Lord. You really want me to do this? Okay, so if you really want me to do this, then I need you to send somebody to help me out.
Okay.
Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And so my oldest daughter was like, Mom, guess who started the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know. And she said, Misha. I know. So Misha, give me a shout out though. Misha King started a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. And so I was like, Chalice, you reach out to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked, Chalice looked at me like, Mom. And the Lord said, no, you reach out.
Right.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So a day, 2 days went by. And the Lord said, I gave you an assignment. Now, you done told me to get somebody to help you.
Yeah.
Now, I showed you who to call.
That is.
So I called her. And at the time, she was a principal, a vice principal in, no, I think she was a principal in Grand Rapids. And let me tell you how God will do you. She was in a meeting, but she paused her meeting to answer my phone call.
See that?
Now, I ain't talked to Misha. We family. But I haven't talked to her in a little while. But she paused her meeting.
That's favor.
And stepped out of the meeting to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And said everything that I need to know, she going to send me.
See that?
When God has a purpose and a plan for your life,
yes.
If you try him,
absolutely.
He going to give you everything you need to fulfill what he's spoken concerning you.
Watch this. The word says, if you be willing
and
obedient,
ye shall
eat the good
of the land.
Mm-hmm. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword, for out of the mouth of the Lord have spoken. If you really intend to do what God have told you to do, he will make your way plain and simple.
Yeah. Now, we ain't saying that there will not be tests.
Oh,
there will not be trials. There will not be moments.
No.
But I'm gonna tell you, the driven of purpose is never a wait.
Right.
It's purpose is never ever a wait.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing something and it feels like a heavy weight,
mm-hmm.
and you're not happy and you're not content, you might want to check and make sure that that's what you've been designed. But to be moving in purpose, first of all, you got to know what purpose is.
Right.
Then know what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith to step out in what you've been told.
That's
and then
good.
Be obedient.
That's good.
While you're walking in purpose.
That's good.
That's good. I need to probably subtype catch that one up. And print that one out.
All right.
So what's the next
now,
one?
Now, hey, really, we didn't already went through one and two.
Okay, so just read the question, even though what.
Okay, so now the B clause of that question is, what is the most important, or a big move or a small move you have made?
And so we just talked about yours.
We didn't just
moving
talk
from
about
Alabama to the state of Michigan.
Right. Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Who selling a house?
Okay.
Making a decision.
Yeah.
And that was a very hard decision in the beginning, because it was letting go, and that's something else. So I just heard from the Lord. So let me go ahead and share this. In order to really do purpose, you got to let go of the past.
Mm. That's good.
If you're trying to move forward, you can't move forward holding on to the past.
Wow.
So even though the Lord was trying to get me to the next place in him and in purpose, I was still holding on to some things from the past. So
that's good. Mm-hmm.
So selling the house was part of the
letting go process. Gotcha.
So I could do purpose.
Right.
Because I ain't never leaving. I ain't never leaving South Haven. I'm gonna stay right here. I ain't never selling the house, but God has a way of changing your mind. He'll make things a little hard.
Yeah.
So you won't be content. You won't have peace. But the thing is, my mind and my spiritual man was like, I want the will of God. I want the will of God. I want the will of God. And when I really let go of my flesh.
Yeah.
And I stepped into that. Then I said, okay, I could hear the Lord clear. And I want to fulfill purpose. So selling the house was a huge.
Wow.
A huge, because that's something that me and my late husband built together.
Right.
And so letting go of that, moving and picking up. And so coming to back to Kalamazoo, getting a home was me. And I don't know if anybody understands that. If you understand that, you could, it wasn't Chris and I, but it was me. It was a new beginning.
It was you. Right.
And so that solidified a new start.
Correct.
And so big, small moves, anything that God instructs, sometimes you'll start with the little.
Yeah.
Because we can't handle the big.
You have to build your faith.
Yeah, because big will over some people, big will overwhelm them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes God will have to start with small little moves. Uh-huh. Now yours, he knew not tell me.
Yeah.
Woo, because that would have been too big of a big move. He couldn't tell me, so he just took me an hour. So it was just an hour from South Haven to Kalamazoo. He knew 18 hours.
Yeah.
Was going to be too big of a big move for me. So we're talking about small moves.
Yeah.
And big moves.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all's was a big move.
Yeah.
So he knew Alice Marie Robinson could not handle the big move yet. So it is little things that God will do first.
Whenever you said that, something stuck out, which is this. Okay. Whenever you're moving in purpose, God knows where we are. He knows what we can handle.
Yeah.
And he has a purpose designated for each of us. Meaning this, my purpose might not be the next person's purpose.
Right.
So now, there is a chartered path God has that is specially designed for us.
So in other words, what he's saying is stay in your own lane.
Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
You don't try to fit. I mean, don't try to compare your purpose with somebody else's.
Because that's like,
because it doesn't work.
And we've talked about this.
Yeah.
About when we see somebody else's anointing, or we see something else on somebody else, and we're like, man, that looks really good.
But see,
you don't know
what they went through
to get that.
Right.
So I don't wanna that's like I don't wanna do
Ooh,
what
Lord.
You did.
No God.
You got. I don't want that. I'm not the type of person that I want to cover anybody's anointing.
No,
Because I don't know your story.
Right.
And I don't know your journey.
Right.
So I'm just going to tell you, I don't want to go through what you went through to get what you got.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I don't.
You know something? The Lord told Jeremiah, he said, I know the thoughts.
That I think towards you.
That I think towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts of peace, not of evil.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we quote that. We say that, but that was God telling Jeremiah, we cannot apply everything God told that person for us.
And the thing is this, God has a purpose for everybody.
He does.
He has a plan for everybody.
Right.
But he has a specific.
Yes, you did.
Plan
that is good
for each individual.
Yes,
it's not, it's like
it's a charted path,
it's like having puzzles.
Yeah,
and you might have, for lack of better words, a Mickey Mouse puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all of it's Mickey Mouse,
right?
And then you have a tree and a flower puzzle.
Uh-huh.
You can't take that tree and flower puzzle
and put it in
the Mickey Mouse puzzle and then put it together and think that you're gonna make a puzzle.
No, you can't.
It don't work like that.
No, those are two separate puzzles.
You're your own puzzle?
Yes.
I'm my own puzzle. Yes. God mapped us out like that.
He did.
So don't try to fit. I can't fit my puzzle piece into your puzzle piece.
Don't try to blend stuff.
It don't work.
It don't fit like that.
It does not work like that. So God has designed a plan for everybody.
Oh, Lord. Yes, he
And a
he
purpose
has.
For everybody.
Yes, he
It's
has.
Just about stopping, put your pause brakes on, stopping
right. yeah.
and saying, okay, God, what have you designed for me to do?
Yeah, that is good.
And then wait. Now, the thing is this. Don't look at your brother and your sister and be like, but Lord, I want to do what they... No, you don't.
Oh, no.
You don't.
Nuh-uh. No.
When you step into Ooh, your purpose,
Lord, have mercy.
Baby, you're going to look real good.
Very good.
And you're going to operate in it, and you're going to flow in it.
And it's going to be easy.
And it's going to be easy. So, y'all don't try to fit in everybody else's puzzle.
Oh, you're not going to fit.
You're not going to fit in Ooh, other Lord. People's puzzle. Stay in your own puzzle.
I done had folks saying, man, hey, really? The stuff you do, I want to do that because you make it look so easy. And I'm like, no, you want to do what God have you to do.
Yeah, and I tell people that all the time. All the time, people are like, oh, you look. Look, let me tell you, when my book come out, when my book comes out and I finish the book, the full truth will be told about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You, to get where I'm at today,
girl, look,
I don't even really have words. It was a straight up knockdown, drag out fight. I was in an all war.
Can I be honest?
What?
I don't want to go through that.
I don't want you to go through it either.
Ooh, Jesus.
It was a fight. So Lord, we have to learn. Don't try to pick up somebody else's
no God
stuff no and Jesus. Say, I want what you got. Don't do that because God's the thing is if we can get it in our heads
come on.
And in our hearts that God's got something so great for me.
Right.
Yeah. Not with but for me.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to be so much better.
Yes.
You're also going to be so much better.
I don't know if you watched that live from service last night, Sanctuary Church. But the Lord gave me a message on the fly. And I said, okay. And the message was entitled "It's a God Thing."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, what are you saying? There are some things God will just orchestrate himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that he gets the full glory
right
out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We blame so much stuff on the devil.
Yeah, I look at y'all like that.
Whenever the devil had nothing to do with it.
That's like the devil made me do it.
No, he did.
Listen.
You made you do it.
So when my husband passed and I was in that storm moment,
mm-hmm.
that was a God moment.
Right.
And the reason why I say it was a God moment, because right. he showed me really who he was in that season of
does.
Life.
Yeah.
And then because so many people were around me
mm-hmm.
and so many people were watching my journey,
mm-hmm.
they was like, man, why you make that look so easy? It wasn't easy, but it was a God.
It was a God moment.
Moment.
It was a God
because
thing.
He kept saying, in my ear, I kept hearing the Lord said, I got you.
See?
Right. Just hold on.
Right.
Now, was things getting better? No, they were not.
Girl,
but what he was doing, yeah, as people watched my walk,
hey,
thank people you, said, man, I want to know what you know.
That's it.
That's the only thing I know is God. I can give you that.
That's it.
I can deliver that to you. So when God delivered me and brought me out of that season,
mm-hmm,
now people said, God is like that? That's how God...
That's
yes,
what he does.
Because God has to, God has certain people,
mm-hmm,
that he will allow,
yeah,
you to step into a season of, yes, I say hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what hurricanes look like in the face? Y'all done faced a whole lot of that in Atlanta and the surrounding area.
Right.
Hurricane moments, storm moments, mm-hmm, and sometimes the storms overlap.
Yeah.
You don't get out of one storm before the other one starts.
Oh, God.
That's how my life was looking,
mm-hmm,
but while the storms was going up, God was being glorified in the storm.
That's it.
And people were like, man, if God can bring her through,
then
what about me?
Yeah.
So God will put certain people,
mm-hmm,
in God moments.
Yes.
And it's a proof of his glory,
yeah,
and how he's able to keep you during the storm.
During the storm. That's it.
Bring you out.
That's it.
And then set you into an amazing place.
Wow.
So we do have those, we're going to have those God moments.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to see God in it. And that's the key.
Yeah.
Don't be looking at the situation.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. So what's our next?
Explain how the parable of the talents relate to moving in your purpose. Matthew 25:14-30.
Okay, so we know the scripture,
mm-hmm,
where they were given talents.
Right.
And one was given
10, another one was given 7, another one was given 5, one was given 3, and one was given 1.
How many of us got one talent? We don't never do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Wow.
So each one was given a measure.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a measure.
Right.
And some of them went, most of them, all of them went except one.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and took those talents,
uh-huh, yep,
and they worked them.
Yes,
I'm paraphrasing y'all.
Yeah,
they,
yeah,
worked those talents, and then,
yes,
talents grew and multiplied.
Mm-hmm.
But that one individual took that one talent.
And he went and buried it.
And he buried it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have a gift.
Right.
And because our gift don't look like somebody else's gift,
mm-hmm,
or we don't think it's enough,
mm-hmm,
we'll hide it.
Wow.
But I believe if that person would have took that one talent and worked that one talent,
it would have been probably greater than the one that had the 10 or the 7. Yeah.
It don't take a whole lot.
It really don't.
Just use what you got.
Yeah.
A little bit can go a long way.
Oh, you
so
right.
when we talked about purpose, don't despise small beginnings.
Don't.
Just because it's a little, don't mean it's going to remain a little.
It don't.
When God places his hand on something and has anointed something,
ooh, girl,
and ordained something, it don't matter how little it starts out.
It's on it.
God will cause that thing to multiply.
What did you say? Look here. I'm a witness. You are talking right.
So don't despise the small beginnings,
oh, uh-uh,
or the little.
Don't,
because once
that.
God has spoken a word concerning you and concerning what he has assigned you to do, it don't,
yes,
matter,
Lord,
what the enemy tries.
Uh-uh.
When God has put his word on it,
that's it.
That settles everything.
That's it.
And what I love, God says, I'm going to watch over
my word.
My word.
Wow.
Until it accomplished what I've spoken it to do.
Yeah.
So if he put his word on it,
That's it.
That's it. So don't take the little thing. That little one thing don't and hide
that.
It.
Don't do that.
Thinking it's not big enough. Mm-hmm. Because I thought that. Because I was like, Lord, I'm working hard for you on Driven and Purpose. I'm doing what you told me. But the Lord said, and this is message to me, he said, don't despise the small beginnings.
No, no, don't.
Because I've already put my word on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I've sent a word.
Yeah.
That my hand is on it. I've ordained it. So continue to do what I told you to do. And then watch me do the rest. So y'all don't worry about the small beginnings. Mm-hmm. When God has spoken a word concerning you, concerning his plan for you, his purpose for you, it don't matter how small it is.
It does not.
God will turn it and make it huge.
He will.
But it's not for you.
Uh-uh.
But it's for his glory.
You are so right. I think about this. Whenever we first came to Michigan, a lot of people were looking and they were like, oh, okay. They from Alabama and they come. Okay. And then really we was in fellowship and of course the people were saying, well, hey, just come and join us here and come. No, I can't because God spoke a word. And then when it came time, we started having altar service in our basement in Portage, Michigan.
He pointing at his wife, y'all.
We was in a townhouse. And of course, one of our members came up from Alabama. She was working in Chicago. And really, she had called and said, I want to be saved. I said, all right, then come on. She drove from Chicago, her and her husband.
Really want to be saved.
We started having altar service in the house. The Lord filled her with the Holy Ghost in my basement. And then, of course, from there, we just started having prayer. We went from there to a hotel conference room. People started coming. But still, I was like, all right, Lord. It was small. It wasn't a whole lot. But the Lord said, I put my word on it. I solidified it. And really, I am going to cause it to grow. I said, all right, Lord. And then really about 8 months later, the Lord blessed us with a whole block on North Street. And of course, people looking like, wait a minute. That's where y'all like, yeah.
When God has spoken a word, he's going to do what he said.
Yes. And sister, let me tell you, people were like, how you all just got here? How is it you all have this whenever there are people who have been here years who hadn't? It is about knowing your purpose.
Uh-huh.
Being obedient, listening to the voice of God, and not letting nobody talk you out of what God had spoken over your life.
Yeah.
And really, God knows how to confirm.
He does.
The things he have anointed.
And he does. And
he does.
Living witness, because I wasn't telling nobody about podcasting radio. Right. Nobody. But when God, then I hear young people say, hey, you should start a podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Well, I don't know that. No, no, no. God will bring, he will bring confirmation.
He will.
Of what he's spoken for you to
he,
do.
He will.
And he'll push you. He'll push you. And there's a reason why.
Yes. Yes.
There's a reason why God is pushing you toward this.
Yeah.
Because there's a message.
Yeah.
That somebody needs you to deliver.
It has to get out.
And you are holding up the process. Yeah. Stop holding up the process.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh Lord. You person. Oh, okay.
Stop holding up the process. You're slowing the train up.
But though really.
Stop pulling the rope on the train. Stop it, everybody.
God knows just how we are.
Yeah, he does.
And of course, it is so important to know him.
And you know what?
Know I his voice.
You know, and sometimes I wonder or question when it comes to, Lord, I want to do your will, but I want to do it my way.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work that way. But if you really want to fulfill purpose,
really,
just step out the way.
That's what you have to do, literally.
Yes.
You have to step. Because let me tell you, I could have did this so differently.
You could have ain't that been.
And it would have been in a whole, but yeah.
Let y'all lady laughing at me because she know I don't like the cold.
Yeah.
I'm going to know.
And it's turning cold now, so I bless y'all.
I don't like the cold.
But it's like, though, hey, really? We could have did things so differently. And I see now, had I did it my way, I would have messed up God's plan.
And that's the thing. And
and
it's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
When I was in my prayer closet, I was just thinking. And I said, Lord, I could have went a whole nother way.
Yeah.
I could have did things a whole nother, went a whole nother different direction. Mm-hmm. But my mind was made up and my heart was fixed.
That's it.
That I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do.
Yeah.
But y'all, I could have been in a whole nother state.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is this, where I am, but if I was there, in my own, no contentment.
No peace.
No peace.
Yeah.
No joy.
Yeah.
No happiness.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah.
But here, I am content.
Mm-hmm.
I am at peace. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I ain't gotta fake it.
Right.
I have joy.
Right.
And I'm settled. Because y'all, I was moving everywhere. I was moving everywhere. I was moving to California. I was moving to Texas. I was so unsettled.
Lord have mercy.
I was so unsettled. And now I'm in the season to where I'm in purpose. I'm driven in it. I know I may not know everything.
Uh-huh.
But I know the direction that God is sending me.
Watch this. Now that you're settled, now that you have said,
that's what I did.
God can now say, all right, now I can bless you. Because God is not going to give you more than enough, and you're not settled.
No, and I wasn't. I was not. I was everywhere. Yeah. I was, and you know what? And I can tell you, and I mean this from the depths of my soul. I am so content and so happy just to know that I'm anchored. That's just to know that I'm walking in purpose.
That means a lot.
Just to know that I'm saved and saved for real. It's like, you know, when it's so hot outside.
Yeah.
And a breeze comes.
Yeah.
And be like, ooh, that breeze feels good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the life that I'm walking in right now. The breeze feels good every day.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm not explaining. The breeze feels amazing. Just to know that walking in purpose, mm-hmm. is everything cookies and cream? No, but you know, I don't worry about it.
Right.
Because as long as I know that I'm lining up my life,
that's it,
with the will of God, and that's I keep it. Myself in the right posture, that stuff it. He'll handle. As mm-hmm. long as I take care of his business, he told me he'll take care of mine. Absolutely. All right, let's get it. Bro.
All right. Now, hey, how do you take the resources you have and move in purpose?
I think we just talked about that.
We did.
So how do you take the resources that you have mm-hmm. and move on purpose?
How do you do that? How do you take what God has blessed you with and say, all right, I'm gonna go in. How do you do that?
So are we talking about, I'm gonna ask Tyrus, are we talking about word resources and tangible resources? Are we talking about both? Or should I hit both?
When you think about the context of the parable, mm-hmm. the resources that they were given, he never said that it was a financial one.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Or he never said that it was.
He just called them talent.
Talent.
He called them talent.
And so I didn't say. Exactly. So if you listen, I didn't say mm-hmm. that he gave them money. Mm-hmm. I said he gave them
gifts.
Yeah. Talents.
Right.
And so, okay. So I see where you're going.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I had to mm-hmm. get him to clarify.
Right.
So when he talks about the parable, no, he never says money. Mm-hmm. He never says it is a financial thing.
Right.
But what he is talking about is whatever amount that God gives you in the mm-hmm. spiritual, mm-hmm. whether it be gifts of, I don't know, the ability to sing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you don't want to, every time somebody asks you to sing, I don't want to sing.
Yeah.
But you're anointed to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've taken that talent
mm-hmm.
and you hit it.
Hit it. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the only thing I could think of at the moment. Those that have that gift and that talent mm-hmm. and you take, I'm saying maybe the Lord, mm-hmm. you take that gift and you hide it. Mm-hmm. God will take that gift from you.
He will.
And he will give it to somebody else that want to use it.
Yeah.
And then when you want to open your mouth and say,
you can't. Yeah.
The anointing is gone. And the thing is different.
Yeah.
Some people have the ability to sing, but no anointing to sing. And I want you to understand the difference. Mm-hmm. These talents, I believe, were to be anointed talents.
Correct. Right.
Because in anything that's anointed grows.
Right. Right.
It matures.
Yes, it does.
So if you are anointed to sing, every time you sing and every time you operate in obedience, that gift grows.
Yes.
It matures.
Yes.
So where you had the gift to, when you were singing, it might have provoked somebody mm-hmm. to worship.
Yeah.
Or provoked somebody to praise. Mm-hmm. Well, then that gift of singing grows into where now you sing. It's the gift to where when you sing, somebody is healed through your singing. Mm-hmm. Somebody is delivered your singing. So it matures. But if you take that gift that you've been anointed to do and you hide it mm-hmm. or you bury it, mm-hmm. God will take it just like he did that one.
Oh, okay.
And he'll give it
to somebody else.
Don't be one of those.
So now here, he's saying, how do you take the resources you have and move in purpose?
In other words, use them. You use your resources. That's like you if right. you've got stuff that resources that you right. know that this is how I take this stuff. Mm-hmm. In order for me to make this mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. I need all this.
Mm-hmm. Use what you have.
And if I don't use it, it don't work.
Right. Right.
So if you have resources that God is, he's given.
He has given you resources.
He has given you the resources to use them.
Right.
Why aren't you using resources?
Right.
Why aren't you using the things that God has placed in you?
That's the main thing right there.
Why aren't you using the things
they were getting at?
Yeah. That God has placed in uh-huh. you. I was waiting on the Holy Ghost to click yeah. it in me. You got to give me a minute. Yeah. You got to give yeah. me another Lord, yeah. Lord a minute. Why yeah. don't you use the things that God mm-hmm. has placed in you? And the problem why people don't mm-hmm. use them, I hear you, Lord. Thank you, God. The reason why you don't use them because you don't understand that God has placed purpose, destiny,
in you,
resources in you. The enemy keeps trying to tell you yep. that you're an empty shell.
Yep.
You are not.
That's it.
And y'all post this on the little clip. You are not an empty shell.
No, you are not.
God has deposited resources, gifts, anointing in you.
That is good.
Now, your job is to use
what God has given,
what God has given
wow.
you. Stop allowing people mm-hmm. in the enemy to tell you that you were not designed for God's use. You were. Mm-hmm. Because if you weren't designed for his use, you wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be.
So you have been created.
Wow.
You are not an empty shell mm-hmm. walking wow. around. You have to been deposited. Things have been deposited in you by God. So don't allow those things that God has placed in you not to be utilized.
And I have a brief message. And
I love you.
In the last one, I really do be. Because I was listening. And I said, ooh, okay. In this season, God is saying, instead of you trying to go outside of your parameters, I need you to recognize what I put in you and use that. And if you use it and use it to the full capability, it can't do nothing but grow.
So I'm gonna tell you, so if y'all didn't catch that.
Wow.
I hope y'all hear me, if y'all didn't catch that.
Wow.
So let me tell you why I know that. First of all, my wow. spiritual man identified with what he was saying. And then when I know when the Lord is speaking, because my brother go from stuttering lips to clear speaking.
Wow. Wow.
So stay within the perimeters that God has set for you.
That's it.
And it's not,
yeah.
it's not,
yeah. Wow.
A barbed wire fence.
That was confirmation.
It's thank not a Lord. Barbed wire fence.
Uh-huh. No.
To harm you.
No.
But uh-huh. what he's trying to get
that
you,
was
he's got you here
yeah.
in this space.
Wow.
Because man. In this space, I've given you
wow.
everything ooh, that you need to do what I told you to
that's
do.
That's good.
And so man. While you're working the resources, you're getting happy, ain't you?
Ooh, girl,
while
girl.
You're working the resources that come I give on. You, you don't have no choice
no.
but to grow.
Wow.
But the problem why you're not growing wow. is because you have stepped out of
wow.
the perimeter.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you on tonight.
Yes.
Step back in.
Step back in. Mm.
to where God, the space,
ooh, Lord,
and the place that God has put you in.
Have mercy.
Then take, wow, those resources that he placed in you.
Yeah.
And allow God to begin to let them grow as you use them.
Wow.
God will begin to let them grow. If you have a flower, I'm not talking about what you plant.
Work it, girl, work it.
And you got flowers out there, yes, that God has planted naturally,
yes,
so.
Yes.
And, yeah, the rain comes.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? They're going to grow, no, if they're not cut down.
Right.
Because as water rains,
wow,
it fertilizes them.
That
it nurtures
good.
Them.
That's
and
good.
It grows. So if you stay in God.
That's good. Wow.
And you use the resources, what he's placed in you, mm-hmm, they're going to grow. Because God, guess what? God is watering it.
He is.
He's pouring in,
yeah,
it. And it's going, it's like a balloon.
Yeah.
When you put water in a balloon, it's going to grow. It's going to expand.
It's going to expand.
But the difference between a natural balloon and this, it don't pop.
That's it.
It just grows. Mm-hmm. And it expands. And, wow, it keeps making room for more.
Wow.
Because if you talk about the talents, when we talk about the talent, I'm going to go back and I'm going to quit. They didn't keep what they had. So when they started out with the 10 talents,
uh-huh,
he didn't keep just that. It multiplied.
It multiplied. It grew.
So those talents, those things that God has placed in you, they will multiply. They were designed to multiply. I heard you, Holy Ghost. They were designed,
wow,
to multiply, but you gotta stay in,
wow,
your perimeter.
Wow.
I'm
gonna say this here, and then really. Yeah, in the words of a song, psalmist writes and says, I am the God that healeth thee.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you only trust in me, you are the seed by faith received. The blessings of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
Now, watch this. The second verse says, wherever you are,
uh-huh,
or wherever you go, whatever you touch, it's anointed to grow. You are the seed by faith receive the blessing of Abraham is your inheritance. Wow. Y'all, I don't
you need this podcast.
Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh.
Y'all,
thank you, Lord.
I want to thank you all tonight.
Thank you.
I pray that this podcast has blessed you.
Yes, God. Thank
you. You guys, Jesus, don't take the resources.
That was good.
Don't take what God has placed in you,
ooh,
and hide it.
And bury it. Don't do
don't
that.
Don't bury it.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Allow God to increase what he's placed
That's
in you.
That's good.
You guys, let's move in purpose.
Yeah.
Let's, mm-hmm, do what God has encouraged us to, has told us to do, the,
yes,
assignments.
Yes,
let's. So y'all that are watching this and are going to be watching this, make sure that you share this video.
Yeah.
Y'all spread the word that, yes, Driven in Purpose is on the move.
Yes.
Y'all go to our Facebook page.
Yes.
Everybody follow this page. Let's get the message out there, mm-hmm, that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives.
We got to do that.
That we were designed for a reason.
Wow.
That God has greatness in us.
Uh-huh.
And you guys, let's do what we've been told to do.
Yep.
If you want to bless this ministry, at the bottom of the screen will be the Cash App for Driven in Purpose. Help us continue to build the kingdom of God and spread the word to everybody that God has a purpose and God has a plan for their life. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. So you guys, like I always say, let's get it.
And let's go.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.